Hello, we're at Heel Mill this morning, and here we have...
Tim Spear.
So, Tim Spear, what do you remember of Heel Mill?
Well, I remember using it. My father used to bring the corn down from the farm up the road, which is about a couple of miles away. We used to bring it down, and Mr. Briggs would start the mill, and we'd grind the corn, and we'd take it back. We used to back up to those steps that are there.
So you actually worked at the mill here?
Yeah.
And how old were you when you
were... I didn't work at the mill, but we used to use it to grind the corn for the pigs back home.
Oh, I see.
We used to bring our corn
down. So how old were you when you were doing this?
4 or 5 years old.
Really? So really young, yeah.
I started driving the tractor when I was 7 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, the little T20 that they used. We used to bring the corn down, about 10 bags. And two empty ones, because when you grind the corn, you ended up with more volume because it expanded, you see,
yeah.
You ground and you got everything. So you bring down 10 bags and take 12 home. You used to back to those steps and unload them in there, and it would go up in the hoist and be ground. And then when your tractor was loaded, your trailer was, when all the bags were full up, we'd put them on the trailer again and take them home. And that's most I remember of the mill. I mean, it was the cart linney here, and there was chickens and everything all running about the cart linney in there.
And who owned the mill at that time?
Mr. Briggs owned the mill.
And he just used to let you come and use the mill?
Yeah.
And did he used to charge you just to use the mill?
No, he used to use the mill, he'd get it started. But he was friendly with Dad, and we used to work together a lot. Didn't charge anything.
Wow.
Nothing at all.
And what would happen to the corn once you'd milled it and
took
it back to the farm?
Once you milled it, was taken back and fed to the pigs in cattle light and mixed up. And then that would last for a couple of weeks, and then we'd bring another lot down.
So you'd be doing this every fortnight?
Yeah.
Is that all through the winter too?
Yeah, right through the winter.
I bet it's a bit cold in the winter, wasn't it, at times?
Yes. Well, then we had a small cart horse that Mr. Briggs used to borrow when his horse died. Just for what we call horse sewing. That was a single row horse sew with a wheel in the front and two handlebars at the back, and for running up and down the rows of swedes and that. The horse got so used to it that he'd get to the end of the hedge and you wouldn't have to have reins, he'd just turn around and come back.
He knew what was expected.
On its row. And when he finished with it, he'd walk up the farm, my dad's farm, in the morning to get it. When he finished with it, he tied up to his gatepost at the farm entrance. When I came home from school, back from Ilfracombe, I'd get off the bus, come down round, see the horse tied up there, and I knew that I had to take it home, so I used to jump on it and have a ride home. And no bridle or no saddle or anything. Just sit there and you'd steer it by putting your hands each side of its face.
Yeah.
And it would walk home.
But he knew his way home anyway, didn't he?
Yeah, walk in the lane.
So how long did it take you to get home on the horse?
Oh, I don't know. I never sort of worried about that because it was a good ride home.
It's better than walking.
Yeah, it was a good ride.
Okay, well, thanks for that interview, Tim. That's brilliant.
Right.